All right, today we're going to take a look at a couple of reports coming out here from Benzinga.com. Looking at Harborside completing a purchase of a pre-roll brand for $44 million. And then Lowell Farms down in California, they plan to process 250 tons of flower annually. All coming up. Welcome back to the Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. So starting off with Harborside completing a purchase of pre-roll brand Sublime for almost $44 million, $43.8 million to be exact. Harborside's traded on the OTC, so anytime I see five digits ending in F for a stock symbol, I always make sure to see that they have a registered transfer agent. Basically, what that ensures is that they are DTC eligible. The Department of Trust and Clearing Corp is what makes sure everyone trades electronically. So to avoid a $75 buy and sell fee, or maybe just your broker doesn't allow for it at all, I always kind of look at that to make sure and avoid all of that. But anyways, back to the story. So Sublime is just a pre-roll company. They're not vertically integrated. They're just a processor of pre-rolls. So down there in California, they were able to establish almost 8% of the entire pre-roll market. So it's pretty good. Pre-rolls are hugely popular on the West Coast. Washington State specifically is a huge market. We sell millions every month. So Harborside is vertically integrated, meaning they got a producer and a processor and a retailer license. So seed to sale is another way of saying that. So they have 100% acquired all of the issues, outstanding shares of Sublime for a total of $43.8 million. However, let's kind of look at the details on that. So it looks like $2 million was paid in cash, $3.4 million was paid debt off that Sublime had, and then the rest of it came in the form of shares. So they have a total of $384 million payable in multiple voting shares of the company. And I'm assuming that that's the remaining balance there. So basically, they got a lot of shares, paid off their debt, walking away with $2 million. So in terms of whether the deal was accretive or dilutive, if it was more synergistic afterwards, according to Harborside, kind of biased, but whatever, we'll take that. They're looking at the combination of the two to add some more gross profit and earnings before taxes, depreciation, and amortization, or EBITDA. And so they also think with the acquisition that Harborside is going to be able to expand the outreach that Sublime had, and the company's branded products, they're going to expand that across California and advance their marketing activities. So if Harborside does end up selling pre-rolls across the border once legalization opens up, they're going to need to be able to process a lot of joints, a lot of cannabis, and looks like a Lowell's processing facility is going to be able to handle 250 tons of flower annually. So it's going to be a first of its kind facility in the Salinas Valley down in California in Monterey County. It's going to process a ton of weed, including drying, bucking, trimming, sorting, grading, and packaging. So it looks like Lowell Farms, they paid $9 million in cash and then issued almost 8 million voting shares in order to acquire those assets, and then entered into a five-year fixed rate loan in order to fund the cash portion of the transaction. So they've got a 10-acre, 40,000 square foot processing facility that includes 8 environmentally controlled segregated drying rooms. That's processing around 30,000 pounds of wet cannabis every month. In addition, they have 70 flexible trimming stations that are placed in the facility's bucking and trimming areas, and they're projected to produce around 800 pounds of cannabis flower on a daily basis. And they go on to say that large-scale processing and automation are the missing pieces, that it's going to make California cannabis dominant in the exciting new frontier. I would expand that and say that we've been calling for that for a long time. Vertically integrated agriculture, automation of pre-rolls, all those things are going to have to come eventually once we reach large-scale opportunities to expand and scale and start crossing some borders here, state lines, all of that. So going to have to be able to process a lot. This is going to be a regional facility at some point. That's a ton of cannabis, though. 250 tons is quite a bit. So interesting to see how that pans out. So we're going to have to follow up with this. But with that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is the Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't. And I'm out. Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I invite you to discover the Cannabis Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast focused on a Canadian's cannabis culture. I would be the Canadian, and my cannabis passion and culture has been building for 5 decades. I share that passion for this wonderful plant in every episode, through conversations with cannabis advocates and enthusiasts, stories about the ever-changing legal environment, and some hands-on testing of product in a segment I call Cultivar Corner. The Cannabis Podcast, a Canadian's cannabis culture, one toke at a time.